Hello and welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from the quarantine cabin up in Harlem, New York City. We're here every single day with the Freed by Noon episodes. That's right, Freed by Noon will be every day while we sit in the reality with which we live. We'll be here every day for you. All I ask of you, the watcher, the listener, tell a friend, 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 tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend, 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 tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend, 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 tell a friend, rate, review, subscribe. That's right. There's many ways for you to pay me for this bullshit I'm putting out every day. Subscribe on YouTube, subscribe on Instagram, subscribe on your podcast app. Tell a friend, a brother, a sister, a coworker, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa, anyone with ears or eyes. I'll take them both. I'll take an earless, eye-loving guy. I'll take an eyeless, ear-loving woman. I'll take y'all because we're every day. We're going to take your emails. Then we're going to do the coronavirus rant of the day. Then we're going to do the charcuterie chat, the luxury lounge, and we'll end it with some quick hit questions from my Instagram. Any questions? If you have a question, send it in right now, to jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. That's where you send all your questions. Then you can send your charcuterie chat ideas. Your coronavirus rants can be sent there. Your luxury complaints can be sent there. All of them to jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Because, listen, no one else wants to listen to you. No, that's why I started this, so I could yell at you. I go out in the streets every day. No, I go up to people. I'm like, do you know what they're doing with honey on charcuterie boards? And they go, get the fuck out of my face. This is where you send it. Get it out of your system. It feels good. Ooh, it feels good. You know what feels the best? When you make this your Instagram story. That's the best way to tell a friend, a coworker, a family member. Because it's hard. It's hard to be like, hey, they're going to be like, how you doing with what's going on? And you're like, there's a dude who yells about charcuterie. You got to listen. They're like, what are you talking about? Don't you? This is a soft push. Soft. Put it as your Instagram story. Screenshot. Put it as your Instagram story. Ooh, it feels good. Every time you tag me, I'll send you a heart. It feels like I'm naked in a Dewey Meadow. Okay? I'm naked. Shelby, give me some Dewey Meadow music. I'm prancing along a Dewey Meadow. And as I'm going through, I'm completely naked. This is what it feels like. I'm completely naked, prancing through a Dewey Meadow. And beneath me, the pussy willow, the wheat, the barley is flapping. And my nuts, it just feels like it's gently grazing my nuts. Just like this. You can hear it or you can see it on YouTube. If you go to YouTube, you can see it right now. That's what it feels like when you make it your Instagram story. That's how good it feels. We're here every day, Freed by Noon. Let's get to the emails. Guy advice. I messaged a local Chicago musician, about 1,400 followers, not famous. Wouldn't it be funny if they heard this, like this day was ruined? 1,400 followers, not famous. He would have been tested already if he was. Ba-dum-bum. I said, hi, Daddy, not expecting anything. Then he watched my story and followed me back. A few days later, I messaged again and said, was hi, Daddy, too much? He replied. He said, Mom? And I said, Dad, baby, stepbrother? Wait, no? And then she writes in parentheses, a little porn joke as a treat. He said, any of those work for me? Now we're hot and heavy. And I said, I'll choose to take this as a compliment. Then no reply. I was a fangirl and bought a t-shirt of his, and then we had a legit convo, but no flirting. He still watched all my stories. Clearly, he isn't interested. But is he looking for a hookup possibly later? Because that would be cool for me, LMAO. Broader question, do men not like girls who post funny, dumb shit on Insta? I feel like I need to be more aesthetic, less jokes, but I'm already hot. Isn't that enough? Third, so let's get to the question. I love this question because it's so disconnected to how any man thinks. This question is so disconnected. She's looking in all the wrong crevices for her answers. She writes, I messaged a local Chicago musician. I said, hi, daddy, not expecting anything. Hold on. Every hi, daddy message will be taken seriously. Don't expect nothing to happen because here's what guys think. Oh, she'll message hi, daddy? That means we've already started up here. It can only go to penis from there. Hi, daddy doesn't normally go to, oh, let me show you my high school yearbook. Hi, daddy doesn't de-escalate to drinks this week. He knows you are on the sex wavelength. So he will give you the time to be interviewed for sex, not for anything else. Because she writes, he replied, and hi, daddy, not expecting anything. Then he watched my story and followed back. That's him putting you through the interview process for his cock. He's like, hi, daddy, let's see what's behind door number one. Stories. Feed posts. Spring break picture. Out with friends at birthday party. He's looking. He's putting you through the audit. The cock audit. A few days later, I messaged again and said, was daddy, hi daddy, too much? No, it wasn't too much. It was noted. Looked at your pictures. Noted. That's all it was. It wasn't too much. He replied and said, mom, and said, dad. And then I said, dad, baby, stepbrother. Wait, no. A little porn joke is a treat. He said, any of those work for me. Again, he's open. He's going to be just nice enough to keep you in a zone where he could come back to you or know you're a friendly. I said, I'll choose to take this as a compliment, and then no reply. I was a fangirl and bought a shirt of his, and we had a legit convo, but no flirting. So then she buys a shirt. Of course he's going to take your money. There's no sexual relationship yet. He is just accepting you into his basket of maybe blowjobs. That's what's going on here. But no flirting. He still watched all my stories. Clearly he isn't interested. That's not the case. This is where we disconnect male from female. He's not interested. He's very interested in you hooking up with him on his schedule, at his convenience. It's not black or white. Attraction is on way more of a spectrum than any woman wants to believe, because a lot of women write in here. I'm not saying it as like these women these days. No. I'm saying this as a point because women like to say they want to know he either loves me, he's into me, or he wants to spit on me. He thinks I'm the ugliest troll in the entire world. That's not how we think. We think, imagine every guy, and I know this is hard. This is disgusting what I'm about to say. I'd fuck her. You're on the I'd fuck her scale. It's, oh, I want to fuck her. Or it's, eh, fuck her. Or it's, eh. That's the scale. It goes, I'd fuck her. I gotta fuck her. That's the whole scale. You're somewhere between those noises. Is he looking for a hookup possibly later? Yes, he will hook up with you if you make it as easy as possible. I don't know how easy you have to make it. That's where the spectrum comes in again. You might, you know, and to him, he on that spectrum, you might be, the legs have to be open, while I run by as I squirt off my cum. I know this is hard information to hear or see. I understand. I agree with you. This is disgusting. But I'm just letting you know the way you're perceiving it is from a female lens, and I'm telling you the differing lens. Is he looking for so because that would be cool for me. Broader question, do men not like girls who post funny dumb shit on Insta? We don't care. You can be funny and you could be someone we want to fuck. You can be funny and you could be someone we don't want to fuck. You can be not funny and someone we want to fuck. You can be not funny and someone we don't want to fuck. All those combinations exist. What a lot of people do is they say, well, I'm too much. I'm too crazy. I'm too funny. Well, that's a way of not looking at the grosser points that I just made. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's go COVID dating. COVID dating question. Why do the two guys I've been talking to, was casually hanging out with, keep saying to me, I think you like me or you like me? It's kind of weird to just randomly throw that into conversations. I feel like they are fishing for something. I typically respond back with LOL, maybe. But it's just a bit strange. Insecurity, affirmation, I don't know. Anyways, thanks for keeping us entertained. This is a good question. People will throw these things out there. I think you like me. I don't think you like me. I think you're weird. I think you think I'm weird. They'll put your words in their mouth. I think you think I'm weird. That's their way of getting you to talk. That's a lubricant. Wine, alcohol. This is verbal lubricants. I think you like me. Now, what are they looking to find out? I think when someone says, I think you like me or you like me, they're getting you to reveal how seriously you take them. Because she wrote, why do two guys I've been talking to / was casually hanging out with keep saying to me, I think you like me, you like me? They're trying to give a warning. When you're casually hooking up with someone and you say to them, I think you like me, it's their way of going, whoa, 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 whoa. Before you come into this penis zone, I'm warning you, I don't like you as much as you like me. I'm, whoa, easy, easy. Don't bring your like over to this penis zone. Because your lack's going to get in trouble. There ain't as much lacking in this penis as you think. That's what they're doing. It's a warning to let you know they are there to fuck, not to be liked. If you like too much, beyond this path, hearts shall be broken. Dangerous waters down here with your likes. Oh, don't come down this road. They're the guy. They're the old prospector being like, you don't want to go down there with your feelings because you're going to get crushed. But there will be a penis for you to be sucking. Do you see? Do you see what I'm talking about? So when they say you like me, that is a warning that I know you're more into this than me. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Freed by noon. We are here every single day. Let me remind you, I'm putting these out there for free. That's right. On my YouTube, on the Apple podcast app, on Stitcher, on Spotify. I'm everywhere. You got to share. Share with a friend. Share with a friend. Feather my nuts. NYC sex and corona. Oh, someone sent me this. New York City put out a whole list of how you should be basically telling you how to have sex during the coronavirus. It's not coming out clearly on my computer, or else I'll read it maybe later this week. Dating in the global pandemic. Right before the coronavirus got crazy, I went on a first date off a dating app, and I wasn't super into this guy, but had fun, and I'm ready to try again. But of course, now we're quarantined to our houses. Do you think a guy would be into virtual first date via FaceTime to actually see what they look like and see if there's any chemistry before we waste the next 6 months talking on a dating app only to not like each other in person? Yeah. It's all on the table. It's all out there. I think you should definitely be doing FaceTime dates. Here's the thing. Here's the reality. If anyone avoids something that feels normal to you, you're not asking for him to go, hey, why don't we have a first date? You go lick a stranger. And then they go, what? What? Huh? How could you want me to lick a stranger? We're all trying to social distance. That's not what you're asking to do. You're asking a guy to get on FaceTime and have a glass of wine with you. Anyone who would avoid that and make you feel weird for asking for that is trying to hide their intentions. The honest one always feels weird. The liar will always make you feel weird. So the liar will look at you and go, whoa, FaceTime? We just met. It's like, dude, do you know what's going on outside? You know we can't go on a date for what might be months on end. We have no end date. So the weird one, the one that if you're in there going, I don't know what's the deal. Why won't it? You're not asking for a weird thing. Imagine go to a jury of your peers and go, hey, what do you think of a FaceTime before meeting since there's coronavirus? They go, yeah, of course. That's my decision. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Getting the quarantine hookup buddy. Jared, thank you so much for your podcast and your new additional Freed by Noon episodes. You're welcome. You know how you thank me? I've been getting a lot of thank yous this week. We're up. We got a lot more listeners. You know, it's all happening right now. You can thank me by sharing, subscribing, telling a friend. Really helping me get through these times. And I've told all my friends to follow and listen. She's paying the piper. Met a guy about 2 weeks ago at a party. We hit it off and made out, but I chose to not go home with him. He texted me to ask me on a date, but with the coronavirus, we decided to just hang out at his place, which was fine because we have mutual friends who I trust. I don't know. Okay, we hung out on Wednesday, 3:18. It went really well. That was, 3:18, we're cutting it close on social distancing. Turns out our sober chemistry is just as good as the drunk chemistry. We had a great conversation, great sex. When I got home, I texted him that I had fun and we should do it again soon. He said he did too and that he definitely wants to see me again. We texted most of the day, but I didn't hear back from him till about 9 p.m. Thursday. It's almost the end of the day Friday and still no text. I don't think I'd be reading into this much if it weren't for me living alone and having hardly any human interaction. But I do want to hang out with him again this weekend, and I'm nervous he's backing off since he hasn't asked me to hang out again. I'm not super sure what he's looking for, but my guess is that he wants to be casual, which I'm totally fine with, honestly. But even casual, I would want it to be consistent, especially since we're practicing social distancing. How can I communicate to him that I want consistent hangouts, hookups, without freaking him out or making him think that I'm looking to turn this into something serious? Should I reach out to him about hanging out again or wait for him to make the next move? He's my only prospect since I'm not going to meet up with anyone new on the apps, so I want to play this safe and smart. Thank you for doing the Lord's work. Okay. Let me take a long sip of wine. Okay. This conversation starts at a translation. You wrote me a very nice email. I'm appreciative of you. I think you're a good person. I think your heart's in the good place. You got to be real with yourself. You can't write to me. We went on one date, really good time. He hasn't texted me yet. I don't mind. I don't mind being casual, but I want to be my version of casual. The minute you have a definition on casual, you are trying to be serious. Let's be real. I want it to be casual, but I want it to be that he only hooks up with me all week long and only texts me and isn't having sex with other people because of the COVID crisis. No. That's not casual. That's a relationship. That's a relationship. You are now dating. I wouldn't walk around being like, yeah, and this is some bitch I'm just fucking, but only her and forever. That's my wife. So I understand why, but you have to be honest with yourself about when you say to someone, I do casual, you don't mean that. His definition of casual might be that he walks in, he drops his load off, and then he leaves and you never speak again. That's how the casual spectrum runs wide. Here's my advice to you. Be honest with what you want. Be honest with what you're looking for. Be honest with your feelings. It's okay to say to him, hey, how has your quarantine been? Would love to hang out again. It's been a while since I heard from you. And then it's okay for him to go, it's been good, and then not make a plan. And then you can go, wow, that feels bad. I wish he had made a plan. Well, now he's not adding up to your standards. Just because there's a quarantine doesn't mean that you have no standards. It's okay to want to hook up during this whole weird period of time. But then don't forget to voice what makes you feel badly, what makes you feel good. Because right now this would make, if you should text him, hey, would love for you to come over. I'm pouring some wine. Since you're the only person I've come in contact with, I'll know how I got it. You can joke like that because you're young and spry and you're not going to die. You can make those jokes. But let's be honest with yourself about what you're looking for. You're not looking for casual when you tell me I want casual but consistent and for them to only fuck me. You're looking for the beginning of a relationship, which is fine. That can happen through quarantine. What can't happen is you lying to yourself and to the other person. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. That brings us to our coronavirus rant of the day. Every day on the Freed by Noon podcast, I will be doing a coronavirus rant of something that's going on in the world amongst us. Let's do our coronavirus rant. Hit the music, Shelby. Today, I want to give a shout out because this is a user-generated coronavirus rant, okay? This one was sent in by @EMBellUomo. EMBELLUOMO. JTrain, been telling all my friends and hanging at Insta Story Share for Freed by Noon. You're doing the Lord's work. Keep us entertained at home in these trying times. I have a coronavirus rant idea. I've seen the attached screenshot and similar Insta bullshit pop up a few times this week that corona is Mother Nature trying to tell us something by slowing down society, etc. Most likely said by someone who's still Amazon priming for their kombucha to their doorstep. Can we all agree these people should walk into the ocean and not swim? Yeah, I'm with you. This is the post she sent me. In the last week, air pollution has cleared up. The homeless has been housed. Evictions have been banned. The stock market is no longer an indicator of public wellness. Water shutoffs have been suspended. Political prisoners have been freed. The debt system has been halted. Universal basic income has been proposed by conservatives. People are giving a fuck about their elders. Mutual aid networks are in full swing. People are taking responsibility to keep our communities safe and healthy. And we are all slowing down, paying attention to our bodies, and finding intentional ways to connect with our loved ones. It's like Mother Nature's trying to tell us something. Fuck this person. First of all, none of the world's... So you're telling me that you've been cheering for Mother Nature to take us down a notch this whole time? I saw a similar post to this. This person's right. I saw another post where it was like, oh, look how clear the rivers, the Venice canals are. Look how clear the Venice canals are. No, they're not... Oh, Mother Nature told you. So what? You've been at the casino cheering for the dealer while I get busted on soft 16? Is that what you've been saying? You're cheering for the dealer this whole time? You've been sitting there quietly waiting for Mother Earth to fuck us up with death and horribleness so that you could maybe get your political agenda across? These people... What do you wait? You've been waiting the whole time? What, every time a tornado happens, you sit there going, good job, Mother Nature. You did it again. You told those people not to use running water. You told those people to not use plastic straws. You've been cheering for Mother Nature? Is that what you're saying? When you pull up this bullshit post that you don't even... As if this has all been solved. All the world's been solved because we're all sitting inside. Finally, the canals in Venice are clear. That's what you've been wishing for, a fucking pandemic to happen so that you can have... feel. What, do you go to Super Bowl parties and cheer against the team that everyone at the party's cheering for just because? Just to show them that today's a day of gluttony that they shouldn't be doing because the world has too much garbage on it? Is that what you're telling us? Now you're dancing in the end zone while all of us suffer? Because you've been spending the last 10 years being like, you know, you shouldn't use a plastic cup. So this was your big chance to go told you so? While she's right, while you're still ordering on Amazon Prime a battery to be delivered to you. That's our coronavirus rant every day on the J Train Podcast, Freed by Noon Edition. Go, go, go. Send in your rant ideas to jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Let's go to the Luxury Lounge. Hit the music, Shelby. Now, the Luxury Lounge is a segment that we do here on the Freed by Noon podcast, but you can also find Luxury Lounge videos on my Patreon. What's Patreon? Patreon is an account that you can set up to support artists like me for $5 a month. $5 a month. I got 2 years of podcasts up there. I have videos with Luxury Lounge, and I have extra goodies for you to read and to watch and to listen to. And to be totally honest, if you're in need of content, you could sign up for $5 right now, and then you can go back for this next month or whatever this ends up being and listen to all my podcasts. There's 2 years worth of podcasts. Also, for $15 a month, I do personal advice. So you can get your questions answered over Patreon. Patreon.com/JaredFreed. Patreon.com/JaredFreed. Let's do a Luxury Lounge. I'll say this. I went for a run today. It's been a while since I've ran outdoors. I'm not going to lie. I'm a big, you know, weightlift and treadmill guy. I love a treadmill because you can see how far you've gone. You can try to beat yourself from the week before. So I'm going for outdoor runs now, and I put in my AirPods. Before I left for the house, the AirPods didn't connect, and I was like, uh-oh, we got problems. Then I plugged them in to see how much was left, and it said 64%. That's what it said on my earbuds, okay? I said 64%. I'm only going to go run for like 3 hours, so I think I got enough, you know, percentage there. So I start running. Halfway through my run, the earbuds go gone. That, I think we can all agree, running without earphones or while not listening to anything is hell on earth. If you're running without listening to some form of entertainment, you may as well be in a quarantine at the fiery pits of hell. What we're doing here, the problem is AirPods shouldn't be a percentage. It should show up on your phone as the amount in two different areas. The AirPods should show up as, here's how much phone time you have left, here's how much listen time you have left. Approximate. And the reason they don't do this is because we're so litigious that we're afraid of getting sued. So I'm sure Apple's like, don't give them the time. Someone will be like, oh, I thought I had an hour left and I had 15 minutes left. I'm suing you for $1 billion. So that's the problem, is that we sue too much. So now nobody wants to put, because if Apple just said you have 1 hour of listen time or 10 minutes of listen time on this charge, I would have gone, fine, fuck it, I'll bring my other headphones. But now I'm out there in fucking no man's land with nothing to listen to. I had to walk. Now I'm unhealthy because of you, Apple, because of how you put your times on your battery charges. That's today's Luxury Lounge every day here on Freed by Noon. But you can get more Luxury Lounge If you go to my Patreon, patreon.com/JaredFried, patreon.com/JaredFried, every Sunday I do a new podcast, $5. And if you're looking for a way to pay me for this, that's a sweet payment. Let's do the charcuterie chat of the day. Hit the music, Shelby. Every day here on Freed by Noon, I will talk about one charcuterie subject that is important to me and in the news. Today, let's talk about fun and inspirational signs near your charcuterie board. That's right. I saw a napkin. Like, this is referring to your live, laugh, love sign. It's wine o'clock somewhere. Don't be cheesy. Get a napkin. Your napkins, I saw one where it said joyful, warm winter wishes. Joyful, warm winter wishes on the napkin. All your signs and all your charcuterie ornaments make us sad. That means if I was at a party and I saw live, laugh, love next to the cheese and crackers, I'm like, fuck, I'm at a loser's party? I'm a loser? Like, it just reminds us that we are not cool people. It reminds us that we are in a home with someone we should have avoided. Someone we should have walked to the other side of the street to not speak to. Warm, happy, joyful, warm winter wishes. I want to be at a party that has napkins that say happy, warm, joyful winter wishes. So I can go up to everyone at the party and just whisper in their ear, happy, warm winter wishes. Joyful. And then they'll be like, ew, get away. I'm like, yeah, that's what it says on the fucking napkins. Don't you feel dirty? I guess those napkins don't clean up well. That's our charcuterie chat of the day. Send in your charcuterie chat ideas to jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Let's do some quick hits. Are you ready? And you can send these in. I put these up on my Instagram. We got a few here. How far into dating do I tell the guy I don't want kids? Obviously not first date talk, LOL. The not want kids thing is one of those things that gets overrated. You're way too far ahead. That could be like a jokey thing you drop in a date. I would have no problem if I was on a first date with someone, they're like, yeah, and I'm not a kids woman. Yeah, okay, good. Oh, why? That, from a guy's perspective, is not responding to like, well, you don't want kids? Well, you can go fuck yourself. I think it's better earlier than later. Bring it up on the first date. It is first date talk. That's a part of who you are. If you're on a first date going, I don't want kids, that's a part of your kind of religion. That's your whole lifeblood. That's a percentage of who you are. You've made a decision to go outside of society. If I didn't wear shoes, if I was a barefoot person, I would bring that up on a first date. And to me, walking around barefoot is the same thing as not wanting kids. That's a big part of your life. That's a big part of how you walk around and see the world. That is first date talk. And you can bring it up lightly. Just because you bring it up a serious subject lightly doesn't mean it has to go serious. You can just disagree. Yeah, I don't know. I see kids and I just don't think that's for me. What? Really? Well, I guess that's someone because at that point, that's who you are. How many weeks into COVID-19 will he cave and want to hook up? I mean, I don't, if you're saying that, I guess this question is, I'm talking to a guy who's afraid to come hook up because of the COVID thing. To me, unless you're getting tested, I can understand that excuse is valid, that excuse is fair. I would say to you, just keep talking, get to know each other. Why not? Send some nudes. Let's get sexy time over the internet that God provided us from above. Adopting a dog, best time or don't do it? I would say don't do it now because you're home more. The options for taking care of a dog are better now. And I guess what you're saying is if I got a puppy, then I could learn how to, I could train the puppy and then I could go to my job and then the puppy will be grown up by the time I'm out. There is a point to be made for that. Just know that your life now is not your dog life 2 years from now. You know, knock on wood, we hope. they want to rant on virtual happy hours. Send that in, because I'll do that. Strangest thing you've done while quarantined. My girlfriend and I are doing a lot more poop talk. I'm about one conversation from licking her asshole to see if it's clean. Pre-virus, we text 4 months for month, and / I asked to meet up. He cancels twice. He's still texting. What the deal? He was going to text you as long. Every guy out there that didn't make a date before COVID will keep texting you to keep you as an option for after COVID when it's most convenient for them. That's the whole point. So that's why you have a lot of people reaching out of the woodwork, a lot of people coming out of nowhere, because they're going, they can't make me take them on a date, so I'll keep them fresh and warm for when I want my blowjob. Fun Bumble opening line ideas during quarantine. Every Bumble line relating to COVID, relating to coronavirus, is hack. It's done. The joke is over. I mean, for the same reason I'm doing this podcast every day is the same reason that person makes the COVID coronavirus joke on Bumble, because right now there's more people on the same page. There's more people that will watch this, so I put out more. There's more people that will respond to coronavirus because they are all on the same page. I think the best line is personal to the person's profile. We're all narcissists. If you're a millennial, you think you created the sun, the moon, and the stars, and you want people to acknowledge it, so you should make it personal to their account. Would you rather be stuck in quarantine with sweet or savory snacks? I would much rather be stuck in quarantine with savory snacks, because sweet snacks, with every sweet snack, you always get to the point where you go, ugh, too much sweet. I've never said that about savory, because I could go around the dial. I could get differentiating savory. Sweet always leads to the same tired taste. Savory leads to different savory types of tastes. How to deal with a partner who refuses to and won't let you go outside at all, only to the balcony. I think now's the time to let everyone handle this in their own special way. I think the way you deal with coronavirus is going to be different than your partner, different than your mom, different than your dad. All you can do is be there for them and let them know when you disagree. It's okay to disagree. I think the internet has put us in this all or nothing place where we have to go, well, if I disagree, then that means I hate them. No. You can respectfully disagree with someone and hammer down the point you're making while also not making them evil for taking this a different way. That's the Freed by Noon podcast. We're here every day. Keep sending your emails, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. That's jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Share. Tell a friend, subscribe. We are on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, I love you, baby. Get people involved with the YouTube. If you're on podcasts, love you too. Keep sharing. Be well. Stay healthy. We'll be back next episode. Boom.